The Columbus Blue Jackets had one of the youngest rosters in the entire National Hockey League last year. With a late surge, the team made the playoffs, and they parlayed that into an historic first-round dismissal of the President's Trophy Club, the top team in the league, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, with the loss of two of the biggest name free agents in all of professional hockey in the offseason, the Jackets will stir things up again for training camp in just a few days. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped us sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect online for more information anytime at WWIB.com. Columbus assistant coach Brad Larson on a preseason vacation with his family here in Northwest Wisconsin has carved out a few minutes for us today on Sports and Commentary. So you got this young team, young last year, young again this year, one of the youngest in the NHL. Brad, how have you found is the best way to coach these millennials? What have you found is the right way to get through as a coach?
Well, I don't know if I have the right way. It's obviously a different generation of players than when I came in the league and the players before that. You kind of just did what you were told and you didn't ask a lot of questions. I think the thing with these kids now, I think they have a lot of factors that they have to deal with that I never did as a player. And that, I think, number one, being social media and analytics, I think stuff's thrown in your face. I think everyone's got opinions, whether you want to hear it or not. And most of these guys, I'd say, are all on social media in some form. So they're getting feedback a lot of times from people that maybe shouldn't be giving feedback, if I can put that kindly. And you got to be really careful of that. Sometimes it's really positive and sometimes it's really negative and there's everything in between. So I think after games, these guys, you got to be really careful about what you're reading and reading about yourself, reading about your team. Because you got to remember, you're the one in the dressing room, you're the one in the locker room, you're the one preparing. So I think that's something that you as a coach have to understand and try and work with. And they talk about communication, how important it is. And you got to remember, you got 20 plus guys on a team, and you're preparing as coaches, so you do the best you can to touch everybody as far as going over systems and structure and where they're at in their game, and then. But the analytics side, I think, is a really dangerous thing because it can be spun both ways very quickly.
Yeah, I can see how analytics could be a two-edged sword there. Well, Brad, we had you on the show a couple of years back to talk hockey and share your faith. And for those who weren't around at that time, can you just talk about your spiritual life and how you found Christ as your Savior and how that's changed your life?
Yeah, this was a process for me. I mean, it was years in the making, and it was I didn't grow up in a home where Christ was at the center of it by any means. But without getting into a long-winded story, over time and years, basically 2011, May 22nd, I got baptized, and there was a whole journey in that and of me seeking and a lot of people that helped out in my journey with teammates and my wife. And to say it was the best decision I ever made would be pretty much an absolute understatement. I mean, once you've been given yourself to Christ and understand the difference that it's made, you don't really understand how you live without Christ in your life. And I'm just so very, very blessed that, there was a time that I sought out and God was patient with me. And then now I can't imagine living my life without Christ being at the center of it.
Mm-hmm. That a couple of challenges with cancer, and I'm sure you can't hear that word cancer when you go into the doctor's office without having it, make a huge impact, change how you live your life. How did that diagnosis drive you to a deeper spiritual point in your life?
Yeah, most people think that was the linchpin, or it really wasn't. I was seeking before that, and I think, you know, I think I had more of an athlete's mentality. Like when I was diagnosed, it was, well, I'll be fine. I'll work through it, and that's it. And I wasn't scared at that point. I wasn't really the consensus early on, even with testicular cancer, was pretty positive. So it wasn't like this dire, you know, you're in dire shape here, and it could be life threatening. There was very positive feedback early. So I could say the biggest thing that was, I never had really inner peace in my life. And, you know, early in my career, I had, I guess, status, and you had some money in your pocket, and you're playing in the highest league, and I was playing on a good team in Colorado. So obviously people were very impressed with your team, and, you know, and to be honest, I bought into all that. And, but as the years went on, I realized I didn't have inner peace. And I think that's late 20s is when I really started to go, what am I missing here? By society's eyes, I got everything, but I felt like I was still pretty empty. And that's kind of when the journey started and the search started. And then some really key people came into my life. And that was the turning point, I think, in my late 20s.
Yeah, you were ready at that time, and they came in and shared Jesus. What a great story. Brad Larson, he is 42 years of age, the assistant coach for the National Hockey League Columbus Blue Jackets in the area for a family vacation today. But spend it a few more minutes with us here on S&C. Brad, thank you for taking the time. Have a safe trip back home to Columbus. God bless you.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate your time, and thanks for having me.